Irish police are continuing to hunt for a 12th century relic that was stolen in the Irish capital over the weekend. The relic, the preserved heart of the patron saint of Dublin, St Lawrence O'Toole, was stolen from the Dublin's Christ Church Cathedral, which is run by the Anglican Church of Ireland. The heart had been kept in a wooden sealed container in the cathedral for the last 800 years. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Dean of Christchurch, Reverend Dermot Dunn, about the loss of such a precious relic.
We hear this amazing story about the preserved heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole, which was stolen from your cathedral at the weekend. The first thing I just wanted to really is to get your thoughts, to get your reaction to what has happened.
Well, I'm absolutely devastated because it feels like a desecration of the cathedral and a violation of something that is so precious to us as what in what is a relic of someone associated not only with the cathedral but with the foundation of Dublin and Christianity in Dublin. And it has huge symbolic significance for the life of Dublin and the life of the cathedral as well.
How has your community been taking the news?
Absolutely shell-shocked and devastated that someone should violate a precious area, a sacred area, that whatever else, a relic and a relic of St. Lawrence O'Toole be taken is quite it's unthinkable.
As you talk about there, as why would someone want to take a relic like this? Does anyone have any idea why?
Over the past few months, there has been a pattern of there was a pattern of relic thefts. Country in Holy Cross Abbey in Tipperary, a relic of the True Cross was taken and thankfully returned. In St Bridget's Cathedral in Kildare, a relic of St Bridget was taken in January, and in a church in North County Dublin, there was a relic taken from there. So it seems what we're thinking is that it could be theft by order, that someone wants to collect relics and this is the way they're doing it. And I think it's outrageous. It's awful.
Is there a market for relics out there?
Well, I wouldn't think so, unless it's someone who wants it for their private collection. But what a way to go about it. Stealing a relic for a private collection would be it's almost contradictory in terms, because if you have a devotion to a relic, you wouldn't steal it, and you especially wouldn't deprive other people of the same veneration of the relic. So it's valueless. It's just a wooden box, a wooden container in a heart shape that contained the relic. So it may be someone very religious who just wanted the relic.
What is the story with the police investigation? Are they any the wiser as yet?
Not yet. It's early days yet. But the police were very, very helpful and almost responsible for the recovery of the relic of the True Cross from Holy Cross Abbey in Tipperary. So in the background, they're working away. They've taken the fingerprints. They have begun an investigation. And I'm confident that they will come up with some leads.
I wanted to ask you, Reverend Dunn, for our listeners who don't know much about St. Lawrence O'Toole, perhaps you could just talk to us a little bit about the man himself.
Well, looking at his history, he's the first Irish-born Archbishop of Dublin. The church in Dublin was founded by the Archbishop Olaf, who was a Viking Archbishop who, with King Sitric, founded Dublin in the 11th century. And then St. Lawrence O'Toole was born in the 12th century. He was born about 1128 in Kildare, and he was taken hostage by Diarmaid MacMurrough, King of Leinster, when he was about 10, and he became influenced by the Normans when they came, and he founded the cathedral in 10 in a late 12th century. It would be 1160. He was quite well known in religious circles, and he would have been, as Archbishop, connected to the Bishop of Rome, the Pope. And it was on his way to Rome for his ad limina visit that he died in a little place called Eu in Normandy in France. And he was buried there, but his heart was taken back to Dublin. But he was quite a devout man, and he founded the Augustinians, the priors of Christchurch in Dublin, and set up a monastic settlement there. So he was a holy man and a very devout man, a man of charity and piety. So he really is a great symbol of the life of Dublin and the religious life, especially of Dublin.
I was just going to add there, the cathedral itself is in probably the oldest part of Dublin.
Oh yes. We're originally a Viking foundation, so it is the oldest part of Dublin. And we even have some foundations on display that go back right to the very first church on the site. St. Lawrence and the symbolism of St. Lawrence goes right back to a century later, in the 12th century. We would love to have it back. We really appeal to anyone who has it to bring it back, because it's of huge significance. We feel vacant and in a vacuum without it, because it was our link. It was a real link to our spiritual past, and it has a huge spiritual significance.